Choosing how to track your financial transactions is one of the most fundamental decisions you will make as a business owner or nonprofit leader. This choice shapes your entire financial narrative, determines your tax obligations, and dictates how you plan for the future. Today, we are breaking down the two primary accounting methods, cash basis and accrual basis, to help you choose the best fit for your organization. Bookkeeping can often feel intimidating, but once you understand the simple mental models behind these methods, the fear disappears. Let us begin with the cash method. The cash method of accounting is highly intuitive because it functions just like a personal bank account or a physical wallet. Under the cash basis, you recognize revenue only when cash is physically received and deposited into your bank account. Likewise, you recognize expenses only when cash is paid out of your bank account, whether that is through a check, a bank wire, or a credit card charge. If the cash is physically in your hand or your account, it is counted as revenue. If the cash physically leaves your hands, it is counted as an expense. Because of this simplicity, cash basis accounting often creates what accountants call a financial mirage. Let us look at a real-world example. Imagine you run a service-based business and you perform $20,000 worth of work for a client in November. You send them an invoice, but because they have 30-day payment terms, they do not actually pay you until February of the following year. If you're using the cash method, your books will show zero revenue for November, despite the weeks of hard work you put in. Then, when the payment arrives in February, your books suddenly show a $20,000 spike. On paper, November looks like a failure and February looks like a massive success, even though the actual economic work occurred in November. The cash mirage can also distort your expenses, particularly when you pay for services in advance. For example, imagine you decide to pay your entire annual office rent upfront in January to get a discount. If your rent is $2,000 a month, you write a check for $24,000. Under the cash method, January will show an enormous artificially inflated loss of $24,000. For the remaining 11 months of the year, your profit and loss statement will show zero rent expense, making those months look incredibly profitable. This roller coaster effect makes it very difficult to track your true month-to-month profitability and can lead to poor business decisions. Despite these limitations, the cash method is highly effective for certain types of businesses. It is best suited for very small operations, solo consultants, freelancers, and early stage ventures. If your business has minimal inventory, does not offer net terms to clients, and pays for expenses immediately, the cash basis is the cleanest and most straightforward choice. It requires very little bookkeeping overhead and gives you a clear, real-time look at your bank balance. But as a business grows, it outgrows the checking account view of financial tracking. That is where the accrual method comes in. Under the accrual method, you recognize revenue when it is earned, which means when the goods are delivered or the services are completed, regardless of when you receive the cash. Similarly, you recognize expenses when they are incurred, meaning when the resource is consumed or the liability is generated, regardless of when cash physically moves out of your account. This approach is built on the matching principle, which is the foundational logic of generally accepted accounting principles, or GAAP. The matching principle mandates that you must match your expenses to the exact same time period as the revenues they help generate. This ensures that your financial statements reflect the true economic realities of your operations. To see the matching principle in action, imagine you hire a subcontractor in October to help you complete a web design project for a client. The subcontractor sends you an invoice for $5,000, but you do not pay their invoice until December. Under the accrual method, you must record that $5,000 subcontractor expense in October, because that is when the work was performed to help generate October's project revenue. If you waited until December to record the expense, October's profit would be artificially high and December's profit would be artificially depressed. While accrual accounting provides a highly accurate picture of long-term economic health, it has its own unique risk known as the phantom profit problem. Because you record revenue when you send an invoice rather than when you collect cash, your profit and loss statement can show a healthy net profit even if your bank account is empty. For example, your accrual-based report might show a net profit of $50,000, but your bank account holds only $200 because all your clients are sitting in accounts receivable. If you make the mistake of spending cash based on those paper profits without monitoring your actual liquidity, you can put your business in a severe cash crunch. The accrual method is best suited for mid-sized businesses, companies holding physical inventory. organizations with complex donor or client relationships, and businesses looking to secure bank loans or attract equity investment. Investors and banks want to see GAAP-compliant reports because they reflect the actual economic performance of your business, making it easier to evaluate your long-term viability. Because of these structural differences, the Internal Revenue Service has established strict rules regarding which businesses can choose their accounting method and which are legally mandated to use accrual. Under Section 448, Subsection C of the Internal Revenue Code, certain entities like C corporations and partnerships with C corporation partners are barred from using the cash method of accounting unless they satisfy the gross receipts test. The gross receipts test is based on a business's average annual gross receipts over the prior three-year period. To help small businesses, the IRS adjusts this threshold annually for inflation. Let us look at how this threshold has shifted over the last few tax years. In the tax year 2024, the gross receipts threshold was $30 million. For 2025, it rose to $31 million. And for the tax year 2026, the IRS officially set the gross receipts threshold at $32 million. This means that if your three-year average annual revenue is under $32 million, you generally satisfy the test and can choose the cash method for tax purposes. Historically, carrying inventory legally mandated the use of the accrual method, regardless of your business size. However, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act changed these rules, offering a massive tax break for small businesses. Today, small business taxpayers who meet the gross receipts threshold of $32 million in 2026 can use the cash method even if they carry inventory. They can choose to treat their inventory as non-incidental materials and supplies, or align their tax accounting directly with their internal financial reporting systems. This change removed a massive bookkeeping burden for small retailers and e-commerce stores. It is important to remember that tax shelters are strictly prohibited from using the cash method of accounting, regardless of their size or annual gross receipts. For all other businesses, if you decide to change your accounting method, you cannot simply adjust your software settings. The IRS requires you to file IRS Form 3115, which is the application for change in accounting method, to prevent income from slipping through the cracks or expenses from being double counted during the transition. Your tax professional must compute what is called a Section 481A adjustment. For instance, if you invoiced a client in December of your cash basis year, but got paid in January of your new accrual basis year, this adjustment ensures the revenue is tracked and taxed correctly. Let us examine how these methods affect specific entity types, starting with service-based startups like marketing agencies or information technology consultants. These businesses frequently work on credit terms like Net 30 or Net 60. If your agency completes a major project in the fourth quarter of year one, paying wages to your team during October and November, but the client does not pay you until the first quarter of year two, the cash method will distort your results. Year one will show a low net income because of the wage expenses, while year two will show an artificially high income. Under the accrual method, you recognize the project revenue in the fourth quarter of year one, when the work was finished, creating a balanced and accurate view of your profitability. For e-commerce and retail operations, physical inventory creates a unique bookkeeping dilemma. Imagine you buy $50,000 worth of holiday inventory in September and pay the supplier immediately. Under the cash method, you would record the entire $50,000 as an expense in September, leading to a massive paper loss. Then, when you sell 80% of the inventory in November and December, those months will show highly inflated profits with zero cost of goods sold. Under the accrual method, the purchase is recorded as an asset on your balance sheet. The cost is only moved to your profit and loss statement as cost of goods sold when a customer actually buys the item, revealing your true margins. For nonprofit organizations, bookkeeping involves strict compliance rules set by the Financial Accounting Standards Board under Standard ASC 958. To obtain audited financial statements, satisfy major institutional donors, or qualify for federal, state, and private foundation grants, nonprofits must keep their books on the accrual basis. Additionally, many state charity laws mandate audited financial statements. Once a nonprofit crosses a specific annual revenue threshold, legally requiring accrual accounting. Accounting Standards, Update 2018.08 outlines the treatment of nonprofit contributions, drawing a sharp line between conditional and restricted donations. A donation is conditional if the donor sets up a specific barrier that must be overcome and includes a right of return. For example, a matching grant where a donor promises $50,000 only if the nonprofit raises an equal amount from the public. Even if you receive the cash upfront, under accrual accounting, you must record it as a liability called a refundable advance. It only becomes revenue once the condition is met. A restricted donation, however, has no barrier or right of return, but specifies how the money must be used, like funding a specific program. Under accrual rules, this must be recognized as revenue immediately under net assets with donor restrictions. To make these concepts practical, let us walk through a step-by-step mathematical conversion. We will look at a mock scenario for a business called Nova Web Design. At the end of the calendar year, on December 31st, Nova's cash basis books show a net income of $100,000, reflecting $150,000 in cash collections and $50,000 in cash expenses. However, a year-end review reveals four adjustments that must be made to convert these books to the accrual basis. First, we look at accounts receivable. Nova completed three web builds in December and sent out invoices totaling $20,000, which remain unpaid. Because this income was earned in December, we must add this $20,000 to our cash basis net income. Second, we look at accounts payable. Nova received utility and software hosting bills in late December, totaling $5,000, which will be paid in January. Because these expenses were incurred in December, we must subtract this $5,000 from our total. Third, we address prepaid expenses. On December 15th, Nova paid $3,000 in cash for a six-month marketing software subscription that begins on January 1st. Because this software was not used in December, it is not yet an expense, but an asset. We must add this $3,000 back to our income. Fourth, we look at unearned revenue. A client paid Nova $8,000 in cash upfront on December 28 for a project that starts in February. Since this work has not been performed, the money is not yet earned. We must subtract this $8,000 from our net income. Let us calculate the final accrual basis net income. We take the starting cash income of $100,000, add $20,000 of accounts receivable, subtract $5,000 of accounts payable, add back $3,000 of prepaid expenses, and subtract $8,000 of unearned revenue. The math is straightforward. $100,000 plus $20,000 is $120,000. Subtracting $5,000 leaves $115,000. Adding back $3,000 gives $118,000. Finally, subtracting $8,000 results in an accrual basis net income of exactly $110,000. If you're worried about the administrative burden of accrual accounting or the tax implications of paying taxes on money you have not yet collected, there is a solution. Smart small businesses often use a dual reporting strategy. Under this approach, you maintain your primary ledger on the accrual basis throughout the year. This ensures your monthly reports, bank packages, and internal dashboards reflect the actual economic reality of your business. Then at tax time, your accountant can convert your accrual books to the cash basis for your tax return, provided you fall below the $32 million gross receipts threshold. This gives you the long-term benefit of accrual insights and the cash flow benefit of tax deferral. If managing these two systems sounds overwhelming, this is exactly where Archimedes Ledger can help. At Archimedes Ledger, which you can find at our website, archimedesledger.com, we specialize in taking the fear and complexity out of bookkeeping for small businesses, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. We handle the heavy lifting of setting up dual reporting systems, tracking accounts receivable and payable, and managing prepayments and deferred revenue in platforms like QuickBooks or Xero. This allows you to run your business with clean accrual basis reports while keeping your tax filings simple and cash basis compliant. You can schedule a consultation today by visiting archimedesledger.com. To summarize, choosing between cash and accrual accounting comes down to finding the right balance between simplicity and long-term insight. Cash basis is simple and tax efficient, but can hide the economic reality of your transactions. Accrual basis provides complete clarity and satisfies regulatory requirements, but requires closer cash flow management. By working with a professional ledger service, you can leverage both methods to keep your business balanced and prepared for growth. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to helping you keep your books in perfect order.